welcome to yet another episode of the Dietitian Frequency. This time I'm on my own to actually do this episode as a nutrition nugget. So if you would like to have some of your burning questions, burning nutrition related questions answered, do make sure to pop us a message either on Urban Dietitian on Instagram or Azzy_boy, and we'll happily try and answer your nutrition nuggets. So I'm going to be actually covering two nutrition nuggets in this episode. So let's start off with the first question. And this comes from Prudence. Prudence is asking why smoothies are said to make one gain weight. So when it comes to smoothies, they can be quite a nutrient dense or energy dense meal. So what you're doing is you're taking food that can tend to be higher in volume and you're condensing it into the form of a drink. So I find that smoothies are actually really helpful, especially for people who struggle to get in their fruits and veg. So in terms of adding some extra micronutrients, so extra vitamins and minerals, but they can be quite a challenge when it comes to just specifically weight loss for some people more than others. So where this becomes a challenge is more the portion control. So let's say you prepare a smoothie and you add a bunch of honey, you add a bunch of peanut butter, you add in some milk, you add some yogurt, you add a couple of your favorite fruit. It's very easy to actually go over in terms of the amount of your healthy fats and the amount of fruit. So I always encourage people, especially if they are looking to lose weight, to just be aware of how much of the nut butter they're adding. Usually one portion is about 2 level teaspoons. And also just being aware in terms of the fruit, the amount of fruit that they're adding. So in general, you want about 2 to 3 portions of fruit in a day. So just making sure that you're always staying within that recommendation, even when you're preparing smoothies. Now, this means that you can definitely mix and match your smoothies in terms of the fruit that you add into your smoothies. You don't need to just add in one fruit. You could add, for instance, 2 small bananas is a portion of fruit. So you do 1 small banana and then you add in 3 to 4 strawberries, because 7 strawberries is a portion of a full portion of your strawberries. So this is a simple way for you to actually still have your fruit portions, but still be within the recommended 2 to 3 in a day. And just like that, you've got a strawberry smoothie that gives you 1 fruit portion. So that's a simple way to do it. If you're looking at your different takeaways and restaurants, that's where I can honestly say that a smoothie is more of a meal replacement. So the amount of energy, the amount of protein, depending on, of course, what kind of smoothie that you choose, but especially the amount of the fats can be quite high in your smoothies if you're going to be ordering it at restaurants. And this is even at restaurants that are marketed as healthy, because they are healthy fats. But remember, portion control is always something that's important with any of your food items. You always want to have a good amount of all your food groups, but not overdo it when it comes to your healthy fats. So that's just something to be aware of. Of course, if you're someone who gets a smoothie once in a blue moon, you do not need to be concerned about, you know, how much fats or how much of any of your macronutrients are in the smoothie. But this is just something to kind of educate you a little, you know, because it's very easy when it comes to smoothies to do a lot and to add lots of everything. So yeah, just be mindful when you're doing your smoothies. When it comes to veggies or adding veggies into your smoothies, you do not need to limit the amount of veg that you add into your smoothies. In fact, I find that that's the easiest way to add some extra veg into your diet. So definitely when it comes to veggies, do not be shy. Add lots of leafy greens in there if it's going to help you to up your micronutrients and get a lot more of your leafy greens in. Okay, so the next question is from Anonymous, just asking that, you know, she goes to the gym and she has stepped on the scale and she's gaining weight. And she is asking about your calorie deficit. Is there something that she needs to do in terms of the calorie deficit? And why exactly is she gaining weight? So when it comes to body composition, it's actually a lot more complex. So you might be seeing the weight go up, but you don't know what the composition of that weight is. So essentially what that means is you don't know if you're gaining fat, you don't know if you've gained muscle. You know, there's different parameters that you need to take into account when it comes to your health journey. So if you are one of those people who are concerned as to, you know, why the weight is going up, etc., I would definitely look into getting a full body composition. So looking at your fat mass, looking at your muscle mass, looking at your body fat percentage, and all the different components to see exactly what it is maybe increasing or decreasing so that you get a much better picture. And then when it comes to your calorie deficits, I would definitely, you know, have a relook at what you are doing in terms of your diet. Because, you know, when you start exercising more, you feel a lot hungrier. And that can sometimes make us to eat a lot bigger portions. So, yeah, that's something to definitely take into account. And especially when you are trying to eat healthier, I find that, again, portion control is one of those things that we all struggle with. So when it comes to the healthy fats, we actually can sometimes tend to go a little bit over with regards to those. So it's definitely important to just be mindful of, you know, how much of your different food groups you're adding into your diet. And there are ways, there are simple ways in which you can kind of identify whether or not you're in a calorie deficit without, you know, counting all of your macros or tracking your macros, because that can be something that actually can be quite damaging in the long term, especially if you're someone who's going to be very fixated on it. So I definitely recommend just thinking about, you know, when you look at your plate, you want to do half of a plate of your non-starchy vegetables or your free vegetables. So your leafy greens, your carrots, your beets, your peppers, tomato, onion, all of those kinds of vegetables. You want to add as much of those onto the plate. And then when you look at another quarter of your plate, you want to have whole grain starches. So the more fiber, the better, because it's a lot more filling. So when you are reprioritizing the portions on your plate, it really does help to make, you know, the smaller portion of the starch a lot more satisfying. And then when it comes to your protein, you want to make sure that that's also another quarter of your plate. Focusing on the lean protein, making sure you're removing visible fats when you are, just before you're about to cook any of your proteins. It's always better to go for the leaner option for sure. And your plant-based protein is a great way to do that. And then letting that extra healthy fats be a little bit of a sprinkle, you know, using it for cooking, or that sprinkle for an extra crunch. So those are just some kind of tips that you can keep in mind when it comes to, you know, trying to be in a calorie deficit without necessarily doing all of the macros and tracking of your calories. But if you would like to learn how to track your macros, I would definitely recommend that you go and see a dietitian, because when I tell you, these apps can be confusing and there's so much misinformation when it comes to tracking your macros, that if you really want to do it, rather start with a professional who can give you the guidance that you need. So that's it from me. I know this episode was quite short, but I hope you learned something new. And like I said, if you would like to be involved in the next Nutrition Nuggets for our next episode, please do let us know. Give us a shout on our socials and we will definitely be happy to answer your question. That's it from me, everyone. Hope everyone has a great Thursday and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.